thing that rocks.
Well, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Good morning. What's up?
Yeah, buddy. Ooh, it is. It is soggy out there.
Buddy.
Buddy. Buddy boy.
Hey, listen up, buddy.
Listen up, buddy. Buddy boy, pal, guy, chief.
What was the Family Guy weather guy? We should do something like that. I that guy was hilarious.
Ollie, right? Wasn't it Ollie? Yeah. Go rain!
The rain is wet. Now get back to your radio broadcasting seven ass. Boom!
Wait, did you just mix Ollie and Chubbs? You
Happy
did?
Gilmore.
I get your barbecue beef serving ass, sandwich serving ass out of here.
I love Chubbs, man. Chubbs was the greatest character.
Well, I just love because Carl Weathers, right? That's the guy.
So yeah, you're right.
Like he, just such a what's the word? Like I mean, like he's an imposing fella. Like he's a big dude. I mean, hell, he was in Predator. He was in Rocky. I mean, like dude, he's a big dude. And then you see him play this golfer.
You gonna give that up? Concentrate on golf. I just love how aggressive he is.
Yeah, and he's a golfer, and it's like, hell no.
People would kill to hit the long ball like you.
Damn alligator bit my hand off. Oh my god, he got me. I tore one of that bastard's eyes out though. Click click click. What are you doing, Happy? Riding a bull? Yes. Anyway.
Damn it, Happy.
All right. Well, maybe we'll find a character that we can mix both Chubbs and Ollie the Weatherman. Let's go rain.
Chubbs weather guy.
Yeah.
Chubbs the weather guy. How about that?
Be great. Be great. Anyway, that was a weird start. I don't know how to transition out of it except say, hey, we got to keep her moving here. So let's get to it. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
All righty. I think I got a good one for us here on a Thursday. All right. You're going to like it. You're going to like
giggling
it.
Over there. Right? I don't know if I like it.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, blow-ho.
Blow-ho or hole?
Blow-ho.
Oh, okay.
Blow-ho.
Jeez, man. I don't want to get fired.
Blow-ho.
It's that scandalous woman who loves to do that. Certain deed.
I see where you're going. I see where you're going with that. No, that's incorrect. I mean, actually, that may happen. That involves this, but no, that's not correct. Blow ho.
I'm stumped, man.
I'll help you out here. And when I say it, you're like, okay.
If it was hole, I would have an idea.
No, blow ho. It's a guy or gal. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's that person that's just. Always around when there's blow, all right? Just always.
All right, so it's non-sexual. Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, turn into sexual.
Yeah, usually it does. I mean, if they want the blow, they're usually going to hoe it up a little bit just to get it.
Hanging around, you know? He always finds the circle. What you guys doing?
Oh, hey. You guys doing blow?
Carl.
Just happened to find you. Yeah, you could sneak away to the back linen closet in a house at a party. And he's got that blowhole is going to show up like, what are you guys doing back here, huh?
So he's got his hands in his pocket, you know, shoulders scrunched up a little bit, you know, big eyes.
Oh, what are you guys, what's going on here? I just happened to find you. Oh, you were.
Know this guy? Who's this guy?
Oh, you were sniffing us out. You are a blowhole, all right? It does not matter where it's at. You're going to find it at the party. You're going to find it at the party. Yep. Blowhole. We all know one. We all got one in the
There's
friend
always
group.
One.
Always one. Always one. It's better when it's a chick, at least from my standpoint. But, you know, that's just me. That's me speaking from experience or what I've heard about. Example, Amy is a total blowho right there. Al is a total blowho. All right, either one. Doesn't matter.
Hanging around.
Equal opportunity in the blowho category right there.
Stays in the bathroom right around the stalls.
I'll stay here and watch the blow, guys. No. You're getting out. You're getting out. You've done enough. You brought your own straw, for God's sakes. My God. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Thursday. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.